Hi, this is WAER Music Director Eric Cohen, welcoming you to another edition of my podcast, Jazz Journeys, heard exclusively on WAER.org. You can also enjoy me weekday afternoons from noon to 4 for just a few more days as I record this. And starting on June 30th, I'm taking the show to prime time, where the nighttime is the right time for the jazz you love. Now, looking ahead, next time on Jazz Journeys, we'll remember the legacy of pianist Horace Silver, who passed away at the age of 85 on June 18th. But on this episode, another jazz legend who we lost earlier this month. You know, Quincy Jones once said, "His life parallels the best of American musical history." And the New York Times even went so far as to say he was perhaps the most unjustly ignored American singer of the 20th century. The man they are speaking of is James Victor Scott, who became better known in jazz circles and around the world as Little Jimmy Scott, an artist who had a profound influence on the world of jazz and pop, but never got recognized by a wider audience. Little Jimmy Scott passed away on June 12th at the age of 88 after a remarkable career that spanned 65 years. A man who had the pleasure of performing with everyone from Ray Charles and Charlie Parker to Lionel Hampton and Wynton Marsalis, as well as David Byrne and Lou Reed. Jimmy became an NEA Jazz Master in 2007 and even performed at two presidential inaugurations, Dwight Eisenhower's in 1953 and Bill Clinton's 40 years later. Ironically, he sang the same song at both, "Why Was I Born?" Even though jazz was his first love, Little Jimmy Scott showed his versatility when he released one of his most critically acclaimed albums in 1998, a collection of pop and rock interpretations. That was Little Jimmy Scott covering John Lennon's Jealous Guy, as well as Simply Red's Holding Back the Years, the album's title track. The singer's life was even documented in a movie back in 2012 titled Rising Above the Blues, the story of Jimmy Scott.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
He's got a feel that you can't buy.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
You talk about a stylist. That is a serious stylist. That's what the name came from, is Jimmy Scott.
You go hear Jimmy Scott sing it, an experience. It's a serious spiritual experience, seeing Jimmy in person.
A long way from home.
You heard the words of both Quincy Jones and actor Joe Pesci discussing their admiration for Little Jimmy. James Moody, Madeline Peyrou, and many others appear in the film, which tells the story of a man whose memorable high-pitched voice became one of the jazz world's most unique sounds. Little Jimmy Scott, small in stature, but a legacy that was larger than life. Thanks again for tuning in to Jazz Journeys on WAER.org. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, W-A-E-R. And be sure to join me when we go prime time on the 30th of June. Until then, remember, jazz. Only four letters, but infinite possibilities. Take care.
Come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.